Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We don't shake the grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Well, goddamn it, I'm here. It's you here, so shit, we must pose a kick it. That's what I think. Shit. Hey, you guys, this is some real dope coming at you. And, of course, I'm going to bring it. And if, you know, you can't stand it, don't feel bad. You know, just hang up and go on about your business. You know what? Before we get going too far, I want to just say about my course, it emphasizes the importance of you realizing that you are the best thing that will ever happen to this woman or any woman you'll ever meet. I just want to emphasize that, because if you don't have that mentality, then the shit I'll be kicking ain't going to work for you. And you won't have this goddamn mentality unless you get laced. You know, you have to get laced with what it takes to have this mentality. You can't just have it because you heard you should have it. The only way you're going to be able to stand head and shoulders above the rest of these fake dudes is to do it. And say shit like, you know, well, I ain't gonna say what to say. Just say what the fuck you want to say. But believe in what you're saying. I don't have no time to be pretending with some woman. You have to separate yourself. I mean, if you don't separate yourself from the suckers, because first of all, you don't know how many suckers been talking to this woman. You don't know how many times she done gave some sucker a chance only to find out that her first impression was right. He is a sucker. Man, you got to separate yourself. And you can't be grouped in with the dudes that's been talking to this bro. And you don't do it with what you say, because they done heard every damn thing. You ain't gonna tell that bitch nothing new. What you gonna show her new is that you real, because you ain't faking. 9 out of 10 times, you are not gonna be able to say something that these pretend fools have not overheard, stole, and destroyed. So you got to be ahead of that shit. And you do that by telling yourself she probably heard all the bullshit the fools be saying. And then you put yourself a conversation together. Not that, when I say put it together, I mean, of course, I don't mean, you know, memorize it and say it word for word. But I do mean to remember what you put together and run that by a broad. That's what I do. Well, I don't really do it anymore, but that's what I did until I had so many of them, and I've been using them so long that I reuse them. What do you call them? Recycle. I recycle shit. A motherfucker be there and said something and forgot, and think of it again, and then remember the conversation that he had when he said it, I go run that shit by another broad. She ain't heard it before. You know, you act like if you tell two or three broads the same thing, that they gonna know each other and tell each other what the hell you saying. No, they not. Every time they hear it, it's the first time they hear it. But you're supposed to have more than one conversation. But I'm saying, shit, you might have one that you like and it's been working all week. Shit, I'm going to motherfucking say it. Because if them bitches ain't running into each other and you just giving yourself something to worry about, something extra to worry about, that's all you guys do. So you get yourself three, four lines that you can say. So when baby come at you, about some kind of foul shit she didn't heard before, you can smash her. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You got to have a comeback if that's the case. So when you have some kind of comeback, you're not going to let the fact that it's happening stop you. Because, see, a lot of you cats get in a situation with some broad and got fouled. And instead of you standing up and being smooth, you let the bitch get away with it. All you're doing is destroying her. You're making her think she can be like that. And she's going to have a rude awakening at one point. So you may as well do her a favor and wake her ass up right now. At least that's the way I think about it. Shit ain't going to come at you no certain kind of way. Otherwise, let's say you prepare for a sailing. Turbulence. Shit. Who say it's going to be a seven? You ain't going to get all sevens, even if they are sevens, even if you are ready for a seven. You got to be ready for 1 to 10. And it's not easy to master. Because I'm 150% real. And you got to have game in order to have a woman to be down for you or down with you. So I'm saying the way I get at a woman to catch is not going to work for you. But if you did what I did to get at her, I bet that would work. Because there is a system to what I'm talking about. And if you used it and you made it really your a point for you to understand that system, you would understand it. And you wouldn't be stuck for words. I mean, everything ain't going to go your way, but you wouldn't be stuck for words no more. You have to, when you're talking to a broad, you got to take under consideration her qualities. Okay, you're looking at her, she look clean, look like she neat. She look cute. She got a goddamn car, look like she got a job. You know, now you just seen all that shit. So you start looking at her characteristics. Is the bitch loud? How the bitch laugh? How foul do she talk? Is she a hood bitch? You know, you gotta see all that goddamn shit. Then when you see all that shit, you gotta put your intentions in there, because regardless of who baby is, I'm trying to make her see what I'm talking about. You know, and you got to blend all of that together. That's how you catch. If you can't do that, man, you just going to be wasting your time. Because after you do all that, then you have to figure out how best to turn her motherfucking ass on to you. Is it by you being sexy? Is it by you saying some really sweet things? Is it about how you touch her and make her, you know, go for what you say? I mean, it's a lot of shit you got to think. How can you turn her on to you if you too afraid to discover who you are? I see you, 701. I don't know how long you've been up there. 701, come back, baby. I seen you. You was up there. I don't know how long you was up there, though. What's up, man?
How you doing today, OG?
I'm good. I'm good, D.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, I'm over here enjoying your show like always, man. I got a question, man.
No, man, you got three questions, and you know it. Now, come on.
I'm going to try my best to make a three. My first one is, you know, I heard you before, you say a woman, she's watching you, you know, she's watching you. Can you speak on a little bit on that, if possible? Can you make a little
bit? You say a woman, what did you say I said?
A woman, she's watching you, watching.
Oh, a woman is watching you. All women are watching you.
Yes, sir. Can you make a little scenario? Can you speak on that?
Man, what I'm saying is this. You got cats. Now, I hope none of y'all do this because I'm going to say something. But, you know, you got these dudes that wear jeans and a sort of a dress shirt and a sport coat. And then they had a sleeve of the jean pushed up. I mean, the jacket kind of pushed up a little bit. You know, now say the broad see that. That's already telling her something about you. So she going to watch what you do. She going to watch how you move around in that little area you moving around in. And that's also, she might not want to talk to you, but she's still going to see some more dudes like you, and she's sure going to make that observation of them. If, let's say she see a lot of them dudes. She gonna say whether or not she should get at them or give them any action. What I really mean is that regardless if any motherfucker's watching you or not, you're supposed to make yourself feel like you're being watched. Every bitch watching me. I know it.
Even in a relationship, let's say if a man and a woman, they're going together, right? Like, they got that title, boyfriend and girlfriend. She be watching him like the movies making, things like that?
Man, I mean, man. Yeah, like that.
I want to ask you this too, man. When you meet a woman, right, let's say she got makeup on, like she do anything to try to look pretty, and then you meet another woman, Her face is just like natural beauty. Do you bring the same deliver, like to catch them, or you bring different deliver?
Bro, I don't even look at that bullshit you talking, man. I don't care if the bitch got makeup on or not. But I will say this. The bitch that is natural, I would think she got more sense. It would make the better bitch. I would think that, but I wouldn't, like, just judge that. But if I was, you know, seeing the two bras, and I just, like, had to choose who I wanted to talk to, I'd talk to the one that didn't have the makeup on. Because bitches in makeup, man, you got to understand, bitches, all women, unless they natural, they hate themselves. They hate everything about them. All women. Their hair ain't the right color. Their eyes ain't the right color. Their eyebrows ain't shaped right. You know, and what they do, they go in the bathroom looking one way and come out looking another way. Now, the bitch come out looking good, but what I'm saying is if you got to do all that shit, hey, now the bitch done already pulled out all the eyebrows. Now she painting her eyelashes and putting shit around her eyes and shit. Now her lips don't look right, so she put the lipstick on, then she draw her whatever around her lips. Then the bitch ain't even through. She just had her head. She gonna do the same thing with her titties, with her waist, with her hips, with her feet. She gonna, because she can't stand how she look. Dudes, what you do? Shit, shave, and shower. That's why you don't know why it take a bitch to, you know, so long to get ready. Because they're all artists, and they all try to draw themselves to look like what they think they should be. That's why when you got that bitch with makeup, she fake like a motherfucker. She might be fine, but she fake. That bitch with makeup. What?
Sorry I cut you off, man. Sorry I cut you off. Hey, correct me on this one, man. The one that she got makeup, like the one she do anything try to look good. Let's say if she's 4, you treat her like she's 10, right? And the one, like, her face is just natural beauty, you treat her like she's 4. I mean, the one with, like, natural beauty, she's 10, you treat her like 4. What you think about that? Can you speak on that?
Why would you treat somebody like a 4 if they wasn't a 4? You got the wrong understanding. You think you got to belittle a bitch. You think they got to be less than you. Man, that's not how it goes. You don't supposed to think that. Because you can't ask that kind of question you asking if you don't think like that. So I know you think like that. Why would you want a broad that's a 10? Let's say she's a 10 naturally. Why would you want her to think you thought she was a 4?
You want to put yourself, like, above her, man. You want to make her feel less.
Man, see, that's what I'm saying right there. See, you thinking crazy. You don't even supposed to compare yourself with that bitch.
So
she could be a
10.
She could be a 10 and you still more than her. That's what I'm saying. Why would you think that stuff? None of that matters.
Okay.
None of that matters, man. You're giving yourself stuff to trip about. And what I'm saying also, if you think that's the way you be above a woman, you're nuts. None of that shit you talking about is going to make you be above the woman. She ain't going to see that either. She going to see you scared. Because let that bitch be a 10. If she a 10, you can stand it. Do that make sense to you?
Yeah, so what you're saying is if she's 10, treat her like she's 10.
Man, I didn't say nothing about treat her. I said if she a 10, she a 10. I don't want her to think she's a 4. I want her to think she a 10, but she going to have to act like the kind of 10 I want to fuck with. Because pretty is what pretty does. You could be an ugly bitch. Crying as a motherfucker if you're doing the wrong shit. That's just how it is. And you got to understand that. You can't try to make that silly shit you're thinking right now correct. There's no way it's going to be correct. Because everything you say, there's going to be something else to say. Fuck that.
I appreciate it, man. You can point back in the queue. I'm over here listening.
All right, bro. You know it. So.
For sure.
I'm just saying, man, when you get my course, you're going to discover the real you. Because that's what it does more than anything. It shows you that you ain't the worthless motherfucker you thought you were. It makes you see what's valuable about you. It makes you accept how you actually talk to women. It my course makes you say what you think. You ain't gonna be scared, worried about how it sounds, because you know how to say shit. You know about conversation, because we learned that in Sidewalk University. Conversation is a weapon. And you should know how to use it to your advantage. The only thing that's going to be common, you know, with us is the end results. Because we're going to be getting served by women who worship us. Now, that's going to be a common thread. But about us having to do shit alike, that ain't what we do. We do the same thing. But we do it our way. The way I do it ain't got to be the way you do it, as long as you do it. You ain't spending, well, at least the dudes that I fuck with, don't be spending no 20 minutes trying to figure out where some broad coming from. Because you have to have things in place to show you what you're looking for. And you got to have it in place, especially when you're talking to a woman about doing something for you. So if you understand what I'm saying, if you don't have things in place, if you don't have these things where you can see them as you're talking, otherwise they're not physical things, but there's little reactions, there's little things you're looking for. If you don't have those things, you're going to spend 20, 30 minutes and find out that you're just wasting your time. man, it ain't gonna always pop up in your face that you wasting your time. If you want to be sharp, you want to be alpha, you know, you want to be a part of this life, it requires you to be thinking at all times, and it requires you to be able to catch a woman on the DOAD. That's the drop of a dime. Because I can't. 517, what's up?
What's up, Professor? You talking about using your conversation? You talking about using your conversation in a way that's going to let you know where the woman coming from? Using your conversation.
Are you asking me this, or are you just saying what you think I'm saying?
Saying what I think you're saying.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you using your conversation in a way to bring the results that you want from the woman. And if you ain't getting those results, or you ain't getting those behaviors or actions that you lead with your conversation, then you know you ain't really getting your no action.
That's exactly right. That's what we call that, man.
Playing your hand.
No, we don't. What do we call talking to a bitch initially? You tripping, man. That's your arsenal.
Your arsenal, that's your spiel.
Man, you a motherfucking graduate, and you talking about, yeah. Come on, man, you're making me look bad. You're making me look bad, man. Why do you use an arsenal?
You use an arsenal to let you know if you got action or not.
But what does it do also?
It lets you know if you're wasting your time or not.
Okay. 412, what's happening?
Hey, bud. So, hey, bud. What's up, Cameo? So, your arsenal.
What's up, man?
It's something. Hey, I'm all right. It's something that you use repetitively, and you say it differently. And every time you say it to a bitch, it's the first time that that woman is hearing it. But you've said it to 1,000 of them, so you know the little cues. You know when she should laugh, when she should maybe twist her face up, when, you know, how she should respond, because you're doing this over and over and over again. You practice, and you're prepared for what it is that should be coming. And when you see what you want to see, that's the right way, that's letting you know that you get in action, then you mash harder. And if you don't see what you want to see, then you move on.
Wait, you guys. Let me ask you something, Charles. And be honest, man, because you know what I'm going to do. Do you use the arsenal system?
I have used the arsenal system.
No, man, don't play games with me. I don't want no word games. I asked you, do you use your arsenal?
Not all the time, no.
So how can you be so adamant about what you said?
Because I know that when I really use it, that's what works.
No, man, that's because you've been in the class, you learned some shit, you done seen some shit, and you remember the shit, but you don't do the shit. So that means you ain't shit. You got to do this shit, man. You can't sit up there and know something like you saying you know and don't do it. What the fuck is that, man? When have you heard me say I was out and didn't use my shit?
Never.
Because I use my shit all the time. And I tell y'all about shit I do. Because I use this shit. It's real. And, you know, it don't do you no good to know something and don't do it. That just don't make no sense, man.
But I'm a funny motherfucker, bud.
Man, I'm funny, and I know that.
Listen,
man, Charles, I don't want to hear nothing about how funny you are. If you funny, just know that that's why you full of shit. Because your motherfucking ass, I know you don't think so, man. But if you ain't using that arsenal, you ain't catching. And you know it. You know it. So what I'm saying is, niggas be catching using this shit.
My
point is there's no reason to not use it.
That's true.
And there's every reason to use it. So you running around here driving real fly and shit, and you know all of this, and you ain't doing it? Come on, man. Motherfuckers like you in the game, they fall off. They get the role that people notice it. Next thing you know, a year later, motherfucker then fell off, something wrong. That's because he wasn't on his job.
Right.
You know, motherfucker let shit work for him instead of you working the shit.
Right.
Because you don't want shit working for you, man. You want to work your shit. Now, that's the way you have possessions, and those possessions represent who you are. Because not anybody, I was going to say anybody could go buy this or that, but you have to have a certain level, you know, of income to buy certain things. And when you got that stuff going on, man, your life is supposed to represent that level. That's all. That's me, man. And ain't that the same thing I've been preaching to you and everybody else?
Yes.
So, man, I'm serious about it, man. I see your improvement like a motherfucker. But improvement ain't shit.
If you deviate.
What good is it to learn 20 of 100 things? Motherfuckers don't know nothing. Then he learned 20 things. Shit, he think he know a hell of a lot. Because he do. He know hell of more than he did know. But then when he stop and think, what about those 80 things that you don't know? See, a motherfucker keep trying to get all of it till he get 100 of them motherfucking things. Whatever they are. Try to get 110. This is how we roll, man. You know that.
Professor.
What up?
When it comes to my arsenal, I went from, like, when we was in SWU, I would write my arsenal out. I would write it out. I would write what I think her response is going to be and do it like that.
Hey, Cameo, do you just want to tell every motherfucker what you paid for, man?
Nah.
So how many times I got to tell you this shit, man?
I got it.
What?
I said, you ain't got to tell me no more. I got it.
All right, man. I'm telling you, man, you got to think, man. All the shit I talk, I don't tell a motherfucker nothing. Shit. You buy my shit or you ain't learning it. And I'm going to talk all day on Sundays, and I'm going to talk on my videos every day, two or three of them, four or five a week. And I ain't gonna tell them motherfucker shit.
I ain't telling them shit unless they coming to get it all the way.
Hey, come get it, or you just gonna be wondering. I tell them motherfucker the outside. I tell them motherfucker the outside so they can try what the fuck I'm talking about, and they gonna see results. Cause any part of it works. But if you want the inside, the real nitty gritty, shit, you have to get out. Like y'all did.
True.
You motherfuckers
asked me. Getting nice for real.
Hey, Cameo, you know you motherfuckers asked me them questions, and I told y'all, man, you must be crazy if you think I'm going to answer all that shit. Then you motherfuckers write them long-ass goddamn letters. Then if you can't say what you got to say in two sentences, don't write me. All right? Yeah. I ain't gonna do all that bullshit. Then what y'all do? Two sentences, nigga didn't say it everything. He before to talk about, then I hit you back two sentences, three sentences, and nigga say thanks, professor. You You need a motherfucker like me. Because I ain't finna let you slack. I'm finna go hard all the time. The motherfucker going to get used to it. He's going to get used to it. I ain't going to quit. And I don't give a fuck if you quit. I don't care if you quit. Because all you got to do is listen to me like, well, 4 days of the semester, and you're going to be fucked up. You go out. It's like dope. They got a dope dealer. Gotta make sure you good and hooked. And then your motherfucker trying to quit. I said, nigga, fuck you. Don't quit, motherfucker. Then I'm looking at my watch. Hey, I'm looking at my watch for that second hand get around 12 again. This nigga gonna be calling me back.
You're trying to get back.
Yeah, hey, look, I'm talking shit, but in reality, that's how it is. Because my shit is real. It works. It's 100.
It's real.
Motherfuckers that fuck with it, they see it, they life change, all kind of shit. And ain't now one of y'all went out in the streets and learned that shit. Learned all that shit in the safety of SWU class.
Right. Get mad, quit the shit, and come back.
Hey, Charles, you showed
up. Well, get mad, quit, and come back. I got mad, quit 3-4 times. Hey, Cammy, I paid for the course twice. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'll put myself all the way on Front Street. I paid twice. To come back.
Man, that's because you got a lot of motherfucking money you need to be relieved of, motherfucker. Hey, this motherfucker here, Charles, crazy, man. But you ain't crazy, Charles. Charles, you're not. What you're doing is learning how to be a motherfucker. But you ain't taking in the little. You got your appearance got to match your actions, and your actions have to represent your thoughts. Get that shit going, man, and you're going to be a monster because you ain't skinny. That's one thing I get.
It all has to line up.
No, you ain't skinny. I'll get that to you. Me and Cammy going to fell out too, guys.
I get it.
Hey, 731, what's happening?
What's going on, Professor? Well,
ain't
like
nothing happening.
Saying,
who is this?
Just Click.
Click, what's happening?
Well, like Click. I was saying before the before I graduated and before I got on the course at SWU, I was always taught, you know, perception really isn't reality. When you judge a book by a cover, you got to really read it. But after I got into that, perception is reality. And the cover of the book will determine if a motherfucker want to read it or not.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so, see, now that's a motherfucker that can co-host with me. Because, see, that shit you drop, a motherfucker got to be thanking to know what that shit is.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't just finna understand that shit. That's the real
shit.
Hey,
if it's
shit,
shiny, they want to pick it up. If it's shiny, they want to pick it up, but.
Mm. Well, that's what I'm saying, man. So we got to motherfucking, you know, protect this, bro. We can't give it away free. Hey, so.
Yeah, this game's sacred.
Man,
it definitely is.
It's sacred. People change with this, man. Their lives change for the better. And it can be fucked up because, Cameo, we fell out too.
Yeah, we did.
It could be fucked up. But what I'm saying is, let's say we do fall out. I don't let us fall out. I'm hitting you again. I'm going to engage your motherfucking ass. And when you say whatever, I'm going to twist that shit to make you see you punked out. Bring your ass back. That's how I do it, man. You know that's how I do it, Cameo. I don't do it no other way.
Yeah.
I try to be no goddamn nice guy. You punk motherfucker, bring your ass back so you can straighten your hand up. But Beth, I ain't no punk. Nigga, you doing punk shit. Hey, but in the end, you motherfuckers come through. And once that happens, you know, you take that shit with you. Then, of course, you could come back to the class and refresh yourself. You know, that's how we roll. This ain't something that I want to like. You know, you bought it and like it, so now you my customer. Man, fuck that, man. If you got to be my customer, then I ain't doing my job. Your ass supposed to be this shit and go all about your motherfucking business for the rest of your life. And unless you just want to kick it, you ain't even going to have to come back. Because any motherfucking thing you think, you going to know the answer because you already knew it or you wouldn't have thought of the damn question.
Right.
That's just how it goes. You never have a real question. You just want to confirm your thoughts as far as the answer you have.
Because you've gone over all the answers in your mind.
That's the way we roll. And all you guys that's listening, you getting the. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get you guys off, man. You motherfuckers sounding like goddamn, like in school. But, hey, I love to hear you motherfuckers pop off, though, goddammit. Shit. Real shit. I'm putting y'all back in. So what I'm saying, this is what's pleasing to me. You get to talking, and then motherfuckers that been fucked with you, maybe spent $2,000 or something fucking with you, call, smiling, happy, like what you talking about, still. Man, come on, you motherfuckers. I don't know what you need. You probably need an elephant to step on your foot to know that it's a heavy motherfucker. Shit. Check game. If I told you the sentences that I use that's guaranteed to catch a bitch, I don't think any one of you would be able to catch with those words. Because those words are actually a part of me. They're coming out of my mind. They're representing what I think. And I'm saying those words the exact way I say them. Whereas if you're not doing that, those words are not going to have the same effect. But if you got your own words and you know, or you don't know shit, you just made this conversation up and you go record it and then you come fuck with me, man, I'm going to show you where that conversation can be improved. I'm going to show you what's not needed, what should be said a different way. Then after all of that, because all my students learn all that shit, but then they don't put intent in it. Their intentions go just untouched. Nah, that's because that's the way we pose and learn it. Learn what to say. Learn how to say it. Then you can learn to show what the fuck you mean and how you mean it. Because you done said it so many times to so many different bitches, and you know what's going to happen, what's going to come out their mouth. So you just way more relaxed, way more suave. And I'm telling you, man, the tone of your voice. Women, when they listening to you talk, I'm telling you, it's like a love song to them. All you got to do is be flowing real smooth and then say shit, you know, girl, or whatever. It's like Luther Vandross. Ooh. You know, hey, I'm telling you. They'll tell you, God, I can listen to you talk all night. Bitch, you just don't know. You finna listen to me talk all night. Because I just met your motherfucking head. And I ain't going to be able to motherfucking sleep. Shit. So I'm going to be kicking it with you. In the meantime, suck my motherfucking dick. Hey, nigga be talking crazy. But that's just showing baby who I am. I ain't pretending. I ain't finna try to be this kind of way because I don't know, baby. What I'm saying is after I bust her out, everything is on the table. Now, I might not fart in front of the bitch, but that might be all I don't do. Because what I'm saying is shit.
Motherfucker.
My thing is this, fellas. I wasn't in the game 3 years before I bought a Rolls Royce. Cash dollars. On the motherfucking spot. Before I did that shit, I bought a 78 Fleetwood. And in 78, I bought a 79 Fleetwood. Shit, I was living large. Had several fly apartments. Had bought my hoes, new cars. And I was jeweled up. Rolls Royces. Bitches cars. In apartments, in their names. Well, not the apartments. I take that back. The apartments was in my name because bitches, you fuck up, you're getting fired and you got to get out. But them cars, bitch, let me tell you. See, the niggas would try to make me feel bad. Nigga, them bitches playing you. You buying them new cars and shit. Well, let me tell you this, bro. It's all about the money, ain't it? Nigga, you motherfucking life. That's what it's about. Well, figure this for me, bro. The car note in the insurance is $600, and I pay it once a month, and the bitch pay me $700 every motherfucking night. So why wouldn't I buy that goddamn bitch a car in her name? It's paid off in 2 months, and I only paid 2 car notes. So if the bitch leave me right then, whatever's left, well, bitch, you pay for it. Because shit, you didn't buy. And I ain't getting the bitch that until she didn't pay me for 2 years. So what I'm saying is I'm winning. Psychologically, them bitches is winning. Any bitch that see them bitches think that they got it good. Ain't even, because all of them hoes, they ain't worried about the bitch hoeing like a motherfucker. They just seeing how I'm treating them. Damn, I want to fuck with Rosebud. I heard that nigga be pimping on her. You see them bitches got apartments and cars and shit. Man, I don't know if I can stand it. I love hearing that shit. You can't stand it, bitch. You got to fuck with me, and I got to give you this game. Then you'll be able to stand it. That's how a nigga supposed to think. So what I'm saying is this. If you don't get ahead of your moves, otherwise you say shit, you let it percolate a little while, then you make that move, then women is going to be loving you. You don't let what you want to do trip you out and have you passing up the small moves as necessary to get to the big one. Nigga want to buy a Rolls Royce, I'm saving all $100 bills, but that don't mean I ain't getting the bitch this or the bitch that. You know, I'm getting them motherfuckers there, motherfucker, dang, they, you know, I ain't changing up because I got a mission. I'm just adding my mission to what I'm doing. It's like this. It's all something that you work toward. When you're working toward something and you let them motherfucking women that you deal with know, and then you do it, in their eyes, you like 15 times bigger because you did what you said. Because they're used to dealing with people that don't do what they say. They used to dealing with motherfuckers that lie. They say big shit, but they be lying. Come on, 701.
Hey, bud. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, I want to say this real quick. Then I'm going to ask a question. I've been listening to your shit at work. Man, I swear, man, you be making my day, man. You talk real shit, but I be laughing. I be rolling, man. My day be going good.
What's your question, man?
Here's my question. I want to know, man, does a woman hate when she heard the same line from different guys?
Does she do what? Hate?
Does she hate?
What do you mean, does she hate?
If I tell a woman, you beautiful, and then the next guy come, he tell her the same thing, but she hate it?
Not necessarily. I mean, how many ways can you say you look good? I mean, you can say it a whole bunch of ways. You can say it a lot of ways. But as far as how many times a woman would hear that in the course of a week, I mean, she's not thinking there's 100 ways to say it. So if I see 100 dudes, I want to hear it 100 different ways. You can say, girl, you look good. Or you can say, girl, do you know how good you look? I mean, both of those are going to get different reactions. So it's all about you, man. You don't understand that. Every one of your questions is based on some bitch. That's not what this is about. This is about
it's
you.
More than that.
What you mean more than that?
Okay, I hear what you said. You said it's about me.
Yeah, it's about you, man. But why are you always making about the bra?
I got you.
You got me. I asked you a question. Don't I deserve an answer?
What was that? Why do I want to make it about the bra?
Why do you make it about the bra? Always.
I got to make her see me, so I agree with what you say.
Okay, man. I ain't going to keep pressing. All right, man. I just know, man, you make it about the bitch, man. You ain't going to never have no bras. And you must got some money.
I'm still learning, man. I'm still learning.
You must got some money, man. Because you ain't gonna catch no bitch with that bullshit you talking.
Hey, check this out, though, man.
Hey,
I'm
man, you got
day.
The money or what? I don't want
to
hear your shit.
I'm gonna come one day, not now. I ain't gonna lie to you, not now, but I'm gonna come to SW one day. I want to know what it's like, because I know I can be sharp, man, for real.
Well, you better quit thinking about them bitches so much. Start thinking about your damn self.
I got
man.
You. I'm listening, man. I'm listening.
All right, man. I just want you to quit being a big old sucker, man.
For sure.
Never mind, man. Check game. Even when, I'm going to put you back in 701. Even when you make your plan known and you go ahead on and do it. I mean, initially, it's really, really exciting for you and the women just to see you doing shit that you said you're going to do. But after a while, them bras expect that shit from you. So you can't make one move that's a big move, and then that's the only move you make this big. Oh, okay, that shit gonna wear out. Before you know it, you Rolls Royce, and this bitch gonna choose a motherfucker that got a Mercedes or something. When they just got with the Giant, they always choose down. So you can't be mad that they choosing down. But what I'm saying is, what motherfucker want to choose down? See, that's bitches. They don't really give a fuck about that kind of shit. They don't care if you got what I got. I've been lacing this bra with whatever. If she pissed off at me or whatever, then feel like she should choose, that bitch gonna do it. And I gotta be a man about it. Oh, baby, I done had you 14 years and you gonna choose on me like that? I wish I would have said some shit like that to the bitch. I ain't trying to say that I want a motherfucker to choose on me, but if she do, ain't that a bitch? See, my thing is because the worst thing to do is to say some shit and don't do what you say you're going to do. Because it's procrastination then. And she get used to you doing everything you say. So you gonna have a problem when you start procrastinating. So everything should be planned. Everything should be planned out in order for the shit to be executed at the highest level of performance. You gotta stay on your ABPs. Always be planned, no matter what. Because if you ain't planned, you're gonna get played. Even when you're talking to a broad junior man 10 years, your motherfucking ass better be on your ABPs. You can't have idle conversation with any woman, especially a woman that's doing shit for you. That kind of woman has to be directed. And all of your conversation with her is directing her to some end. I mean, that's just the way you got to talk. Idle conversation makes her think you done ran out of game. I'm sure you don't want baby to take that shit. So conversations with a woman who's going to offer her help in some area of you, got to have some kind of way or a determinant factor to be in what you really requiring of her is being understood. And you got to have that type of outlook or perspective for the entire time that you got baby. Otherwise, forever. So you guys think that you need to change to have these goddamn bras. And so you're bending over backwards. You do shit that you would never do just for these bras and hoping that they're going to give you some pussy for it. And they don't respect you for that shit. I'm telling you, if you motherfuckers would use real game to a pimp and you use it on these bras, you would have their respect. Because let me tell you something, and you probably ain't going to believe this, but I'm telling you, they come over here, and sometimes they come over here, and I be wanting to hit that pussy right now, but I don't say nothing. And then finally I do say something, and then the motherfucker is some kind of way, don't play it off, but she ain't ready. Yeah, I tell them motherfuckers to get out. And what I'm saying is, was that today or yeah? I think it was, man, I've been running through so many problems that I think it was yesterday. But I told baby, look, you know what? You know, you taking too long. I don't, even if you want to give me the pussy, I don't even want the fuck, man. And she said, oh, you don't want none of this pussy. No, bitch, I don't want any of your motherfucking pussy because you must think that motherfucker got some gold on the inside. Well, I fuck you with some of the shit come off. Get on my dick and I get to say some gold. Because the way you act about that pussy, like I'm going to be tripping about it. You crazy. Man. So I go in my motherfucking room. And she say, you going to leave me out here? Yeah, bitch. That motherfucker came back to the room. I told you I didn't want none of your motherfucking pussy. Just get in, taking that shit off, get in the bed. You know, why? Because bitches is like kids. When you tell a kid they can't do it, they're going to try to sneak and do it. They're going to find some kind of way to do it. That's bitches. Bitch, I don't want to fuck with you. I wish I wouldn't want to kiss your motherfucking ass. Bitch will rush you and try to kiss you. Man, I'm just saying, if you understand women, because I didn't know this shit. I learned it. I've been quit 3,500. I've been quit over 3,500 times. So that means, that mean I had to at least have that many bitches. The bitches quit my motherfucking ass. Man, you got to be a monster to be then got quit over 10 times in your life. Because most dudes have got quit maybe 3 times, maximum. Because most dudes, they first or second woman end up being their wife. Some of us ain't like that, but most dudes are. See, what you need to do is ask these motherfuckers that's on this line that fucks with me. You need to ask them what's really going on. Because when they have a problem, they call my motherfucking ass. I tell them some dinosaur shit that I know. I don't be telling them none of this new wave bullshit. I'm telling them some shit I was doing in the 70s. Because no matter what you motherfuckers think, every 10, 15 years, shit do change. But that's just society and fads and that kind of shit. The real deal, man and woman, that shit don't change. It ain't never changed. You got today's version of it. Most of you motherfuckers stuck on today's version. But in reality, if you want to have bitches like I'm talking about having them, you got to be an old school goddamn dude. You got to think like an old school motherfucker. Go home with that damn 21st century thinking. That's why you motherfuckers go buy them goddamn artificial intelligence dolls. You know they're making them what you can program them to be at your at the door when you come to it. Shit, I got the heat cuts. Hold on. Hell, they can program them, them motherfuckers to do everything you want. And you motherfuckers gonna end up liking them. Wanna get them pregnant and shit. Tell me when it went exactly as you said it would go. Can you guys fathom that you could actually have stories like that to tell your partners, this shit went in, I know bitches, man. I didn't learn them. You gonna be able to say that shit. Because me, I know women better than they know themselves. And I know what they will and will not respect. I don't care if I said something disrespectful, you fucking bitch. They gonna not respect that I called them a bitch, but they not gonna disrespect me as a man because I called them a bitch. Because what do you call your girlfriend? You know, you gonna say, well, you can call girls, your girlfriend, bitches, and I can't call you motherfuckers bitches? What's up with this equal bullshit that you guys promote? Equal pay, equal this, equal that, motherfucker? Cross the board, bitch. Them motherfuckers have completely forsaken life's basic principles. In reality, even though this new school bullshit, you know, you be having these new school bras talking, and them motherfuckers be acting like they believe what they saying, all you gotta do is test them. She coming at you screaming that they don't need no motherfucking man and all that shit. All right, bitch. I just say you needed me. Because the motherfucker I'm going to fuck with is the motherfucker that want me. Shit. Because I don't need you either. I want whoever I fuck with. There ain't no such thing as a boss bitch. And you don't realize how much bitches miss the man of yesterday. I'm telling you, when I get to talking to him, he laying there with him in the bed and shit, man, I just wish everybody, you know, that I meet would be like you because, God, this is just so different. Man, come on, I'm going to ring them bells. But what I'm going to do besides ring them bells, I'm going to be talking shit about my future. Women love to be treated like a lady, but they haven't been. You know, they ain't been seen in this light. And so they think they don't want the goddamn shit. It's very important. If you don't show that shit to a woman, if you don't show any difference than the last motherfucker, if I missed it, you gonna miss her too. Because you're doing the same shit. You gotta be unafraid of being the man you say you are. And you gotta be unafraid of being a motherfucker or different than the last motherfucker. You ain't gotta throw your jacket down over a puddle of water. But you know, you gotta be different. If you don't think that you should get into what women like, then you don't even need to be fucking with bras. If you was fucking with a car, you'd get into what cars like. I'm just saying, man, you don't need to know about a particular woman, but you need to know a lot about women in general. This is the game. This is what we choose to do. You need to know a lot about that. You have to be a man who's unafraid of being a man. If you don't show any difference than the last motherfucker, you're going to miss that bitch like the last motherfucker did. If you don't get into really knowing women, how the hell are you going to have a woman past the first initial attraction? If you don't know them, shit just ain't gonna work. In order to really succeed, you have to know a lot about women. You need to know hella more than what the average dude knows. So I'm gonna tell y'all, that's this game. This is what we choose to do. So study things about women and learn what they like. You can only do that if you're in the field doing shit. But if you think you can read up on it, go ahead on. You're going to be like a motherfucker. Who was that Charles was on here? See what reading up gets you. When you get to fucking with a motherfucker that ain't reading, you're going to get showed out on. If you want to be in this game, you need to do what this game requires. And this game requires you to study what you're doing so you don't do the same thing over and over and over. That's the exact definition of stupidity. Doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results and wondering what's wrong when you don't get different results. This is the kind of shit we kick. Y'all know it. I actually like this doggone blog. I'm liking fucking with y'all because you motherfuckers are maturing. I don't have as many listeners as I once had, but I think that's because a lot of them motherfuckers was full of shit. You motherfuckers serious. I love that. I'm out.